Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In news coverage by the regular media recently about some food prices coming down, keep in mind what the regular media mostly isn't covering. By total calories consumed, rice is the second largest source of global food. About one-sixth of all calories consumed worldwide are from rice. 1.6 billion people depend on it as their primary form of nutrition. Only corn provides more calories to the planet's population. The top rice producers, accounting for more than 73% of global output, are China, India, Indonesia, Bangladesh, and Vietnam. In recent years, plentiful rice crops have helped hold down overall global food prices. But production looks to plummet over the next few months at four of the five top rice-producing nations. China, the largest producer, is suffering extreme heat that is lowering yields to such a degree that it will likely be forced to import a record amount of rice this year. India, number two producer, has suffered poor rainfall this year, with the president of the All India Rice Exporters Association predicts will result in an 8% decline in annual yield from last year. Bangladesh, the fourth largest rice grower, and number five producer Vietnam are seeing major crop declines from massive flooding in their main crop growing regions. Though rice crops have not yet been harvested, prices are already climbing. The world is already experiencing lower supplies of wheat, the crop that supplies the third greatest percentage of calorie intake. The Russian invasion of Ukraine has seriously disrupted production and exports of wheat from these two nations, which are the largest and fifth largest exporters of the crop. Production and exports of potash have already been impacted by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Potash is a key ingredient in many crop fertilizers, where Russia and its close ally Belarus produce about 37% of global output. This disruption in potash supplies has led to soaring fertilizer prices, further boosting food prices. We may see some temporary slowdown in rising food prices. Unfortunately, expect food price increases before the end of this year to be even higher than what has already happened. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.